Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore and the U.N. Climate Panel won the Nobel Peace Prize today. The award was given for their part in warning of the risks of global warming. They were chosen to share the $1.5 million U.S. dollar prize from a field of 181 candidates. Susie Hodges spoke to an official at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Monsignor James Reinhardt, who said he is disappointed by the choice.
Unfortunately, there are so many other things going on in the world, and it, for me, in a way, it not tarnishes, but I think it takes away from the prize, from the real spirit of what the Nobel Peace Prize means to me, and probably means to a lot of other people.
When you say it tarnishes, in a way, the award, is this because you see this as a too much of a political choice?
I'm not sure if I'm looking at it as a political choice, a move in that direction. What I do see is, if you look back on the last several years, 10 years maybe, and see some of the people who have received the award, the lady 3 years ago from Kenya who won the award was working for the environment, protection of the environment. She was in the community. She was working, doing something concrete. And now, just in the last few days, we've had all of the news coming out of Myanmar, out of Burma, and how many people there have been working tirelessly for, you know, so many years. The 2007 award has really taking away from the work of people who are really truly working for making people's lives better, for the promotion of human rights, for the recognition of human dignity.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.